step.
Rafal, I'm going to push back on you just a little bit on the attribution question, which you don't see as that big a challenge, I guess. If I bought a laptop with cash, and I created malware, and I stripped all the identifiers out of it, and I then traveled to a foreign city, and I went into an internet cafe with unsecure Wi-Fi, and I launched my malware, and I then erased my disk, and I dumped that computer in a dumpster, that malware in that one computer could be enough to bring down the critical infrastructure of a city. Could you track me down? Could you find me?
So let me answer your question by actually tying into something that the general was talking about. I think we forget that times of conflict are generally a great catalyst for technological and organizational advancement. We saw the emergence of the concepts of air-land battle, for example, coming out of World War I, developing through World War II, through the Cold War era. We had Teflon as a consequence of the space age. I think the main innovation coming out of the last 10 years of the global war on terror has been a revolution in the way that we apply intelligence in warfare. Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, currently the head of the DIA, but previously director for intelligence with JSOC in Afghanistan and in Iraq, said, and I think quite presciently, in the 21st century, in the cyber era, intelligence and information are maneuver and fire. The ability to be able to generate data from vast distributed services, to aggregate it, to correlate it, to share it effectively, to create actionable items, is a huge advancement, which was responsible for example, the ability to interdict IED networks in Iraq before they were able to form. Okay? That same kind of cross-disciplinary polymorphic analysis made possible by the fusion of data and analytical systems is exactly what would solve the problem of attribution.